exhausted every avenue we could. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So then what was your role in both forms? You know, there was, as I mentioned, there was the DAG group that was at first, you know, you mentioned earlier, you had worked on ordinances and all that stuff. And then there was the actual grassroots movement, the Frack Free Denton, where you'd go out and people would canvas and you'd stand at the polls. What role did you play in both of them? Like, did you help out with ordinances in the former and then canvass the neighborhoods?
Yeah, I tried to help out with ordinances in the former with the Denton, it was the Denton Drilling Advisory Group.
Yeah.
And then it became, then after all of that got us nowhere, it became the Denton Drilling Awareness Group.
Yeah.
It became more of an educational group.
Yeah.
And so Kathy asked me if I wanted to be on the board, but I thought it was more appropriate for me just to be an advisor.
Yeah.
And so I was an advisor, and I went to the meetings, and I would advise them and let them know what my opinion was. And then during the fracking ban, my colleague, Alan Septoff, who is the comms director at Earthworks, he and I helped a lot with the strategy, with getting all the media attention. You know, we would gather lots of media and direct them toward the people on the ground. A lot of organizations, nonprofits, will try to steal the media spotlight, mm-hmm. but we tried to give it all to the people on the mm-hmm. ground. Tara Lynn, Kathy, Ed Sof, you know, Adam Briggle. So, and then my role in the Frack Free Denton is I was just like everybody else. I mean, we did provide the funding for the ads and all of those things through an anonymous donor.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just a volunteer. I canvassed when I could. You know, I didn't live in Denton, so I did everything everybody else did.
Mm-hmm. Have you worked on similar campaigns